Boost was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Well, good morning, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel filling in for Carl and Linda.
Is that what the morning voice sounds like?
That's what the very early in the morning voice sounds like.
This is pre-coffee voice?
Don't drink coffee, and it's not pre-Diet Coke, but it is early in the morning.
Because you look like you are just waking up.
You know, 37 minutes ago.
Well, let's bring some life into the morning show. Go ahead, Kurt.
Well, no, I'm just trying to give – anyhow. Good morning. I hope everybody's having a wonderful morning. It's another beautiful day in Shasta County, and we're happy to be filling in here on KCNR 1460. You can call in with any thoughts or questions. If you don't listen, I got to get my brain going. We have a show every Saturday called All Things Real Estate, where we talk about real estate and anything else that interests us.
And we are?
I already said we're Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel from the Largent team over at Sheldon Largent Realty. And this is a fun opportunity for us because real estate can bore you to tears or worse, in my opinion, and I do it every day. So to be able to talk about something else is always fun, and we tend to get a little political. Ruth has some hippie slants, so anybody who feels like correcting her can call in at 605-4567. But we do have a little banter. If I do interrupt her, I'm not being rude to her. Ruth has been with me. She's the longest-serving member of my team and has been with me forever in real estate, and we enjoy doing this radio show, so we appreciate the opportunity to be here, don't we, Ruth?
We do. Thank you, Kurt. That was very nice. We do have robust discussions on the show and in our personal lives and at the real estate
just trying
life.
To help you out. All I can do is try and make you right.
Do
and,
I listen ever?
Yeah, I think sometimes I convince you.
Oh, maybe.
Well, good morning to you both, and welcome, of course, Free Fire Radio, and welcome to you, our listeners, for Free Fire Radio. We're going to jump right into our Wells Fargo advisor, Josh Wiley, now bringing us this Market Minute. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. Well, the markets have opened in negative territory. Currently, the Dow's down 9 points at 16,428, while the Nasdaq's down 32 at 4,151, and the S&P 500's down 4 at 1,868. Oil's down 17 cents a barrel at $102.48, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.55%. Gold's up $6.50 this morning at $1,317, while silver's up 28 cents at $20.13 an ounce. Some of the most actively traded stocks this morning, Walmart is down a quarter at $77.69, Microsoft's down 13 pennies at $40.34, while Merck is up 80 cents at $57.89. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Wells Fargo Advisors heard here on KCNR Free Fire Radio 710-810-905. Brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Give them a call, 243-7561. Sunny skies today, and please ignore the trails in the sky. We were getting calls about that yesterday. We will see a high about 82, low of in the 50s. That trend is going to continue over the next 10 days or so. Right now in Reading, we are looking at 53 degrees. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Senior and veterans discounts available, and they, of course, are our customers are warm friends is their theme there at Shasta Gas Propane. 7:09, and this is the point where Carl and Linda normally talk about their Sleep Number bed. They're not here. I don't have one, but Ruth, I guess you do.
Well, we were talking about it yesterday, Carl and I, and my Sleep Number is, of course, 55. And Kurt was saying that his bed that he has back problems and his wife has back problems. And I was just telling him, you got to get one. My husband had two back surgeries and we sought out the Sleep Number bed to relieve that problem. And it's done very well. And, as he's managed his back pain over the years, he's either gotten softer or harder, mattress because you have your own little control. And he's doing quite well with it. My parents went to it because they were having back issues. And
well, my sister got one. And the problem I have is that I sleep on top of my poor wife.
Get a cushy, cushy mattress.
Are we moving into TMI here?
No. I cracked my ribs twice now, Ruth, as you know. Three times, actually. And so I end up having to sleep on that right side. And the way I would get relief a couple years ago when I cracked them the first time was to hang my arm over her. Anyhow, long story short, poor side of her bed has got a big dent from my large carcass. And we've been talking about this, and every time we do it, we're like, hey, we got to buy a better bed. And last time we scrimped, and we bought a Costco, nice Costco mattress, but the paint, it's real. And a friend of ours said, my sister and a friend said, their Sleep Number was amazing.
And mine is.
Well, maybe you've considered getting a Sleep Number bed, and maybe you feel you can't afford one right now. You can get the all-new Sleep Number Classic Series, which features, of course, their latest innovations. It is comfortably priced. You can hurry into your Sleep Number store here in Reading, which is, of course, in the Shasta.
By Home Depot.
By
right?
Home Depot, yeah. Yes. And the Queen mattresses start at just $6.99. You save $300 on the all-new C4 Queen mattress set Sleep Number beds.
Yeah,
right,
and although this is commercial, it's true. I mean, I know lots of people that have this bed, and it's amazing. And at first, you know, you're adjusting the ups and downs of the bed, but you find that sweet spot, and man, that is just a good night's sleep.
Their address, 1315 Churn Creek Road. So you can tell you've got the B team in here this morning because I'm scrambling for the live reads.
Hey,
but anyway.
Whoa. I'm not gonna.
There you go.
Well, Ruth, you should be offended.
Anyway, that is all of my, housekeeping for the moment. And you guys have a good 3-4 minutes to take it away till we take our first break.
I'll tell you what, I do like the format better with 15 minutes, especially because I tend to be long-winded. But you discussing your bed in a sweet spot, I'm not sure, Ruth. I don't know that I ever thought
I
would be there.
I could tell you, if it's Diane, I got to tell you, she's the one that I would be out with my credit card buying the bed tomorrow.
Oh, she got so mad at me.
Get off of me.
Because we just bought a tractor, Ruth. And when she goes, what? Because the tractor shows up, it's parked out in the front yard. She says, what? You said you don't want to buy a bed, but you bought a tractor? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So we're ready. Well, we may need to go see him.
So we got a lot to talk about today. A lot of things going on. Well, you know, I have a lot of, you know, I wanted to talk to you about a couple things. I want to talk to you about the new book, the Michael Lewis book, Since You Were a Trader. Where he said that there was, the stock market is rigged. So I wanted to talk to you about that.
It is absolutely amazing.
Is it a lie?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's absolutely, I guarantee you what he's decided, that it's true.
Okay, good.
And I think it's been rigged since the beginning of the stock market.
Yeah, so
I always have thought that. That's part of the reason I quit trading. I love trading. Don't get me wrong. It was the greatest job in the world. When I look back, I think that's what I was made to do. I absolutely loved it. We had such great times. When I was trading, though, there was 13 guys, one girl, off and on, very attractive girl named Christine Murphy. Still remember her. Every once in a while, she would come in for a company, but 13 guys standing around a pit, that's it. And at that time, when it was the good old days, us 13 were the only 13 guys in the world that you could buy options for AT&T. Lucent, Alcoa, Arco, and a couple other stocks. And if you wanted to buy or sell calls or puts on those stocks, we were the 13 guys in the world.
And now we don't have a chance. Now the little guy has no chance.
Before I left, the government had come in everything had been grandfathered. And we'll talk about it because it'll take us a while. But it was rigged then. And the trade that made me go away, that decided it was time to quit, amongst other things. I was too fat and everything else. But I'll tell you about that because it involved Goldman Sachs and it showed me very clearly that the end was over for the little guy. And I'll give you a couple of other examples of how it's rigged and how firms like Charles Schwab, who hopefully they're not a sponsor, right, of any sort, because Charles Schwab, I still think they're a horrible company and people have no clue how they take advantage of the clients And these big brokerages run amok, have incredible amounts of power. And I guarantee you, because they're also, money attracts smart people.
Well,
and
good.
They're talking about having these doctors and physicists come in here to pick up, and I pick up 1/16 of a second, 1/1000ths of a second, to do it for fractions of a penny. It's amazing. But that's a book I'd recommend everybody. I've only started reading just a little bit of it. But
yeah,
we'll talk about that when
the
we
book,
come back.
And I wanted to ask you about the intellectual properties of, you know, giving away the internet, the registration, the Obama's administration. So I wanted to – it's been weeks since we've gotten together and really chatted.
I know you've been a little bit off your game.
Yeah,
you've been gone.
Well, no, you've been gone. I've been gone. So
yeah, we need to take a break.
If you disagree with Kurt, please call us at 605-4567 anytime.
It is 7:15. You're listening to Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise, like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
7:19 on KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. They are the North State's nutrition experts. Largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California. They have an in-store deli for nutritionists. That's how many they have on the staff to assist you. They got classes on health and diet and raw and organic food. Lots of reasons to shop Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
Welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. We host the All Things Real Estate Show every Saturday morning from 9 to 10. And we're filling in today for Carl and Linda. Hopefully they're off doing something fun. And we were talking before the break, Ruth. You brought up the new Michael Lewis book.
Flash Boys.
Talks about. Now, if you just a real quick synopsis. They basically figured out, these very smart people with lots and lots of money to back up their brains, figured out that the computers were changing things. And the computers basically were adding more and more speed. And that what they decided was if they could get even faster, the way the exchange works is you send an order, you call your Charles Schwab, you go online, you send that order in. The order then goes to one of these, like, divergent stations. It actually doesn't happen on the floor. Most of it's done via computers. So they have these different stations all over New York and other places. And Connecticut and everything else. And then they eventually get sent to the exchange and they get filled. So what these guys is, they build individual private proprietary networks. Fiber optic networks or whoever, whatever the fastest possible cable is.
So fiber optic broadband, which is what we were talking about yesterday, right, folks, to Stillwater. But go ahead.
So what they figured out was if they were able to say, I wanted to connect, say my exchange was the Civic Center from here. I was able to say, okay, I'm going to buy the rights and I'm going to put a pipe. I'm going to put this wire in a straight line, an absolutely straight line, go under the river at an angle, not follow the roads, an absolute straight line to that line exchange. Whereas everybody else has to take the 44 bridge, go over, get off at Park Marina,
wait for
come back
flood.
Around, cross over at that 90-degree angle, make a couple 70-degree turns. They figured out that if they can build their own network with their own pipe, the other people's orders would be slower. Maybe only
a fraction
of a second. So what they could do is they see the order coming into one of these black box situations where they send them out. They see what the order is. Say Ruth calls up and she wants to buy 1,000 shares of AT&T for $60. They then say, okay, buy 1,000 shares of AT&T for $60 and one penny. And then, and it's a market order that you've sent in. So these guys then say, okay, well, I can sell you 574 shares at 60.16 and the remaining 430 at 61. And these guys would make this money.
It's illegal to me.
Absolutely.
It just sounds totally illegal.
Completely not illegal yet. My guess is it'll be interesting to see because now they've got the Justice Department, FBI turned onto it, SEC. These guys knew about it, though.
Well, 60 minutes.
They had to get licenses
it,
to put all these things in. Right. So they know about it, but the question is you've got incredibly powerful people that have invested billions of dollars to get these systems in place. And the SEC had to know about it in addition to the people that are approving the pipelines. So they had to be
environmentalists.
So the government had to know they were doing it, and the argument would be, listen, you let us spend hundreds of billions of dollars to do this, and now you're going to tell us it's illegal? So it does create a question. But the bigger problem is, it's all rigged. I guarantee that Goldman Sachs and those guys know what you're doing before you do it, and they take advantage of it every time.
So we have a caller on the line. Charles, are you there?
Yes.
Good morning, Charles. What's your question for Kurt?
It's more of a update on what happened last night.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. What happened?
The board of trustees at the college voted on a policy to base that in effect would give Christian student organizations one of two options: either allow people into your governance who totally disagree with everything you stand for, or basically, go underground.
So these groups that
all in the name of gay rights.
Okay, so these groups, it was up to the Board of Trustees to decide whether or not they were going to allow these groups who excluded people from their organization. And so the Board of Trustees decided to do what?
They voted to approve the policy proposal that would positively disallow such groups to continue on campus, use campus facilities, advertise in the paper, post anything on the bulletin board. Are you still there?
Yeah, hey,
there. Yeah,
Charles,
we got
a pretty rough connection right now. Can we kind of reach a point here? And because I think that they're kind of working on a stock market riff here. So
you know, usually the later half hours are devoted to guests, so I kind of wanted to get it in early.
So if we can put this in kind of a box, what would be your wrap-up there?
Well, it was a remarkable display of cowardice at the board meeting because they would not debate the merits of the proposal at all. They just, one board member said, oh, well, the state is twisting our arms and... So, like a bunch of sheep, they just voted, they all voted for it, every one of them.
Okay, so this is a public,
without even mentioning,
this is a
public, without even discussing
college,
the merits,
right?
All.
This is a public college, so what they decided to do was not allow these groups to use their public facilities and to organize.
Clarify something. What groups are we talking about?
We're talking about Christian groups who.
Okay, so they're basically saying if you're going to hold those beliefs and you're going to be excluding certain people because you don't agree with their lifestyle, then you are not going to be allowed on campus.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
That's what they voted.
They're not allowing them at all.
Not allowing them to use facilities.
Facilities, yeah. The public facilities.
Which amounts to the same thing.
It's a public facility, so, and that goes for any, schools goes for everything. If you're a private school, you don't have the same obligations as you do for
public
schools.
Well, no, Ruth, it's bigger than that. And thanks for the call, Charles.
Hey, Charles, we gotta roll.
Yeah, I think I get where you're going, I'll give you my slant on this right now.
Have a good day, Charles.
What it comes down to is pretty simple. And Bill Maher, who I don't agree with almost ever, said it properly. When they fired the president
and
of Mozilla.
I'm the hippie.
Yeah, but I like to watch it because it gets me upset before I go to bed. So I watch Bill Maher, and I don't know if in the news in the last week, and this, I'll tie it together, and we're going to come up to a break here, so we're going to have to make it kind of short. But if anybody didn't notice, about a week ago, they forced the CEO of Mozilla, who was completely universally agreed to in Silicon Valley to be a genius. They forced this guy to resign as CEO, they being the gay establishment.
The thought police.
The thought police. The liberals who will not allow any thought but theirs. Anybody but their thought is wrong and a bigot. And they forced this guy to step down. Now, everybody, and now his coworkers came to his defense, although he had an internal rebellion because they're so worried about being politically correct. And the reason they did it was because he donated $1,000 to the Prop 8 campaign. $1,000, Ruth.
So how does that make this a public issue? Because a public
what
issue...
What I'm trying to get to is basically what Bill Maher said after that happened. And here's a guy who's pretty stinking liberal.
Right.
There is a gay mafia. There is basically this whole, and I'll give them credit. They did a recent survey and they asked the American people, who I constantly say on my Saturday show, and most of the listeners on here aren't part of it, but the American public is overall incredibly stupid and completely unaware of what's going on. But they went to the American public and they said, hey, what percentage of the U.S. population would you say is gay? And the American population as a whole came back and said anywhere from 25% to 40% for some of the young kids who were really still stupid. And the fact of the matter is, it's between 3% and 5%. And they went to the gay president of one of these groups, GLAAD or whatever, and I'll get into it, because I could care less what you do in your own bedroom. That's between you and your partner, and I believe everybody's ultimately going to be responsible to God for their actions. I'm not perfect. But I don't like anything shoved in my face. And what they're doing now is they're basically saying, hey, you have to accept us in every single aspect and every facet of your life. And any critiques of anything is wrong. And what they do is they're very efficient. When they went to that GLAAD president, they said, hey, what do you think of the results of this poll where most of American people think that 40% of our population is gay? They said he visibly smiled. And he said, I guess we're doing a better job with their marketing than I thought. Because he knows it's 3%. So you have this incredible vocal minority that has become incredibly powerful and able to destroy people's lives and careers. You remember the time my dad wrote the letter and he about the gay marriage thing and said, listen, I don't think this is a big deal. Why are we discussing this? Man, they came out of the woodworks. The liberals came out. I guess the Largens don't like gays and all this stuff. This could be, we could care less. It doesn't,
you should have Ron, run that article again.
No,
so that they
we should not.
So Record Search Light can increase their subscribers because now they can't just take pot shots. They have to actually.
Anyhow, we need to take a break. We'll continue this though afterwards because it's a topic that drives me batty. Here's a guy that is barely going to get drafted into the NFL. And so what does he do? He now comes out and says, oh, I'm gay. Cause now if you don't draft him, guess what? They're all bigots. Anyhow, we'll be back right after this.
Hard.
And Cool April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display. The cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Campora, Cross Petroleum, Crown Motors, Macy's, Peterson Cat, i5 Rentals, Classic Hits 105.3, Dutch Brothers, and Pepsi. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Highland Park Subdivision has recently opened three new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar built home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar built home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Bat ready for America's original extreme sport? Well, April 18th, 19th, and 20th, the Red Bluff Roundup is on. I mean, when you got a rodeo that's both PCRA and WPRA approved, you award world champion points, and you pay the highest purse, well, I guarantee you that brings to Red Bluff the top cowboys in America ready to ride the rankest stock anywhere. Friday night is Tri-County's Bank Family Night, where tickets are just $13. Saturday is Rob Hope Bank Day. And Sunday, it's St. Elizabeth Hospital Hollyock on the Ranch, Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Get your discount tickets now at the Roundup office, RedBluffRoundup.com, or Diamond W Western Wear in Chico. And hey, don't you dare miss the concert after the rodeo Saturday night. Thanks to Diamond W Productions, it's Mark Chestnut.
Love is not the jukebox last night.
Oh, yeah, the Red Bluff Roundup is on.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
And at 7:34, you're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, 222-2750, They are a full-service store providing the finest selection of jewelry in Northern California. They have an honest-to-God watch repair person on site, the only one in Redding, I'm told. Check them out. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
Well, we're back, Ruth, and we were discussing Charles's phone call about the decision out at the college to not allow the groups that were exclusive, and I don't know all the details, so Ruth, correct me if I'm wrong, but basically your thought on it is it's a public university funded by public dollars.
Taxpayer dollars.
Now, my thought would be if we're unhappy with the vote of the Board of Trustees, then it is incumbent upon us as voters to vote them out. That's your thing. You know, how many people volunteer to do those things, to work out at the trustee? I don't know if that, is that a paid position?
Well, I think the thing of it is that I have been a part of the public government, the whole thing for my whole life, my work life. And bottom line is that these public facilities have got to be open to the public.
Yeah, but who brought
and
the issue up?
And when you restrict, it was a Christian group who wanted to meet at the school.
And so who objected?
I believe it was brought to the attention of the Board of Trustees.
By who?
Who knows? Whatever.
See, that's where I have the beef.
It doesn't really matter. My point is that
it does matter because you've got
a
vocal minority.
Like the library, if the same group wanted to meet at the library and they excluded, excluded certain people, and let's just remove the gay component out of it. If they removed a certain, discriminated, group from their meetings.
You know, it's baloney, Ruth. I'm going to stop you right there. It's baloney. It's not that they're saying they're basically saying, I don't care what your religious views are. I don't care that your religious views are the same views of the people who founded this country, who they now, the ultra liberal left belittles on a daily basis. As if you're a Christian now, you're an idiot. You don't have any intellectual capacity to think. It doesn't matter. What they're saying now is if you don't agree with what they're saying and you're part of this, what I would consider now to be a minority, and of course they'll laugh at you at that too, and say, we don't agree with your religious views. So you're no longer allowed to have those religious views. And that's what they're doing. They're saying that people who have a religious view that I don't, that the people with that view do not believe that a certain lifestyle is right. They are saying you are a bigot, you are an imbecile, and we are going to belittle you and mock you and make fun of you and cast aspersions and do what we can to shut down your businesses. They're saying these things, and the problem I see with this whole deal, outside of the fact that it's just a big problem, is they are the itty bitty minority. But they're doing a fantastic job of marketing themselves as basically now they're kind of taking the moral high ground.
Well,
and I don't understand why conservatives aren't fighting back.
I will just say to you, Kurt, take the gay component out of it. And let's just say this was a Muslim group who excluded.
Let's say it's atheists
Christians.
Because they do the same kind of nonsense.
Let's say it's whoever. They excluded Christians from their group. From the group.
You don't think Muslim groups do that already, Ruth? Do you ever hear anybody bellyache about the fact that you can't be a Christian and go in a Muslim group?
Public facility.
It is. That's the point you're arguing.
The Board of Trustees is saying, just to be consistent, if you exclude anybody, can't be here. Go to Yak's.
So they can't have, so there can't be any religious groups there.
Because Muslims. Go to Tobacco and Brew, use their facility.
So are you saying that if there's a Muslim group out there, they have to accept Christians?
I'm not saying that.
I guarantee you that Board of Trustees doesn't say that.
You know, don't be so close-minded.
I'm not close-minded. I'm saying.
It's a public facility, period.
Okay, but what you're saying is it's a public facility. You're not allowed to discriminate. Typical liberal mantra. And the problem is that's not true.
Well,
if they're allowing Muslim groups there, Muslims do not allow Christians into the thing.
Okay.
The ones from the Middle East want to kill you if you're Christian. God forbid you're a Christian in Iran because they'll kill you.
I think the same argument would be made to them. If you're a Muslim group and you're going to exclude people.
My point is,
I don't know. I don't know what they're...
My guess is no. Because they don't enforce those. When's the last time you ever heard them come out against the Muslims? They don't. These people are chopping off, mutilating these poor women.
This is about a public facility allowing groups who, I mean, they embrace groups that don't exclude. And so if you are one of those groups that want to be secret and let's just say Nazi or whatever and you want to exclude
NAMBLA doesn't exclude anybody, Ruth.
I'm saying there's your point. There's a group, NAMBLA.
So they should be allowed?
If they exclude, people, then then it's, you know, I'm not saying it's right or anything. It's just a public facility. Go to a private facility. My blood pressure, I'm going through the roof. Are like-minded.
May I do a non-segue and backtrack just a moment?
Sure.
Sungold in the chat room would like to hear about that book that you mentioned earlier. What was the name of that book?
Yeah, we were going to get back on track with that.
I tell you, it does get me animated, though. You know, the name of that book was it's called Flash Boys, and they're called Flash Traders. You've seen little hiccups on it. And by the way, it does make me angry. And again, this coming from a guy who is libertarian in my social views. I believe everyone's responsible, and I know I'm not perfect, so it's hard for me to cast aspersions. But I'm sick and tired of this stuff getting shoved down my throat on a daily basis in every aspect of life. Baseball, basketball, football. I'm sick of it. And I don't know why other people aren't either. Why can't we just say enough is enough?
Let's have you run for mayor or city.
Not interested.
Supervisor.
Not interested. Never going to happen.
Then
but,
maybe.
You know, going back to the book, because that's you're talking big money, another passionate topic of mine.
Mm-hmm.
When I was trading, I was on the floor, and when I started trading, there was a trade that made me want to go on my own. I worked for a company called Timber Hill that's now called Interactive Brokers, one of the largest arbitrage firms in the world now, run by a genius guy named Thomas Petterfi, Hungarian, lost his fortune multiple times, genius. First guy to bring computers down onto the floor in the Chicago exchanges. He used a color-coded system, which was a problem for me because I'm colorblind and I didn't tell anybody. So the first week on the job trying to learn the difference between light blue and gray was miserable for me. Anyhow, this guy was a genius, and he had to fight that battle. And the first computers they carried were about as big as a computer. And they had them on these huge straps, and people fought it. By the time I quit trading, everybody, all of our trades were now entered on automatic little electronic tickets instead of paper. And everybody carried their own computers. At that time, when I went on my own, there was a trade that came in the day after Thanksgiving. There weren't very many people there, and a guy came in and bought 6,000 options. And those options were sold at, just giving you rough ideas, at like $4, $6, and $8, because he got 2,000, 2,000, 2,000, because supply and demand, we didn't want to sell them. That's the way it was done. Then he came in, gave us the other side of the spread, so it was a wonderful day. Those guys made tons of money. I made a bunch of money for Timber Hill, and I came home. I told my wife, I don't care if you're pregnant again. I got to leave. I got to trade for myself because there's so much money to be made, and I'm making it all for somebody else. So then I went on my own. It was wonderful. I loved it. Then we went from dollars and eights, and that's what made people special back in the days. When I got out of college, if you wanted to be special, and I don't mean wear a helmet special down on that floor, you needed to be able to add and subtract and multiply fractions, eighths and sixteenths in 30 seconds. Not very often 30 seconds, but eighths and sixteenths quickly in your head. And so if you could do those adding and subtraction fractions, it made in your head very quickly, it gave you an advantage because all of these options and everything traded in stocks traded in eighths and sixteenths. Well, about 9 years into my career, the government gets involved and says, guess what? We need to go to decimals. And I know you're getting bored with the story, but this is all down to flash trading. When they took the stock trading from sixteenths and eighths to decimals, it changed the market forever because it became that much more digitized. So computers could do it. Computers can add eights and stuff, but it became much quicker. It also tightened all the margins.
Analog to a digital world, right, Bob?
Correct.
And every weekend, Saturdays at noon.
That's right. And what that did was initially it changed our margins down to what people would trade in nickels. And the stock would move in nickel increments. And then by the time I quit trading, they were down to pennies. Now they're down to fractions of pennies for huge blocks of shares. What that did was it lowered margins, it forced the smaller money players out, the people like me that were 100 lot traders, and the trade that made me decide to quit was, now remember, I decided to trade for myself because of a 6,000 lot trade. Goldman Sachs walked into our pit one day in Microsoft and said, where can we buy the July 65 calls? And the exchange was now down to decimals, and our market instead of, when I started, that market would have been 2 to 3/8, so a 38 cent wide market. The market, what that was given was 2 to a nickel. And he said, which means sell it for $2, you can buy it for $2 and a nickel. And the guy said, where can I buy 65,000? And they said, 2 to a nickel. Now, if you understand what I'm saying is there's no more margin. Our markets are now 5 cents wide. And instead of doing 2,000 at one price, raise it a dollar, 2,000 at the next price, raise it another dollar. They did 65,000 at one time, a nickel off. And there's no way for a little guy to make money at that, because those guys know. The reason they're buying those calls is because they know they've got some hedge fund that's just told them, hey, we want to proceed to buy 15 million shares over the next 5 days. And it's going to move the market.
And this was before the lawsuit.
This was before the lawsuit. Other things going on were, like, Charles Schwab had come to the exchange and come to Chicago. The Chicago Board of Options Exchange is where I traded. And they said, hey, we want to bring our order flow to you now, but we have multiple options. We can bring it to the Pecos, the San Francisco Exchange. We can bring it to the Amex, the New York Exchange. We can bring it to the PhilEx, the Philadelphia Exchange. Or we can bring it to you guys. And so Charles Schwab said, we really want to bring it to you guys. However, Philly's going to pay us 50 cents a contract. They're going to pay for the order flow. So Philadelphia Exchange went to their traders and said, listen, we need to get more business here so we can beat Chicago. Let's pay Charles Schwab 50 cents a contract for every order they bring in here. Now tell me how that could possibly be legal. How is that best for your client? Because if you're the one calling up to buy the options, you're not getting that 50 cent benefit. Charles Schwab is. And I'll hate them till the day I die, because they were another reason trading changed so much. So Chicago then went to say, hey, we'll pay you $1 a contract. So every contract, which is 100 shares of stock, every options contract, they paid $1 to Charles Schwab. So if they came in and they brought an order of 1,000 contracts, Charles Schwab made $1,000 just for bringing their order there. How that's not payola, I'll never know.
And so we're going to take a break here, but when you come back, tell us why you quit.
I'll tell you. Yeah, we'll get into it a little bit more. We'll be back right after this.
KCNR time, 7:46, 56 degrees. Free Fire Radio with our guest hosts continues after these messages.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange has always believed that peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store with locations in Reading, Chico, Corning, and we're happy to announce the reopening of our store in the Holiday Shopping Center in Palisadro. To celebrate this, we're giving away a free personal stainless steel water filter bottle, a $32 value, with the purchase of a 200-serving emergency food bucket while supplies last. These are a convenient and versatile food storage product. Just add hot water for quick meals at home, or grab and go if you have to evacuate. And don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And once again, in Palisadro at the Holiday Market Center. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for the only locally produced afternoon talk show in all of Northern California.
Roberta, you're on.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your coming to Reading and taking the interest in finding what is actually going on in our community and listening. I just appreciate you so much.
The Dan Fagan Radio Show, weekdays, 3 to 6 in the afternoon on KCNR 1460.
Well, welcome back, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel filling in for Carl and Linda. And apologies right off the bat because Ruth forgot to bring her computer. She's getting older. You got to cut her some slack. And so we're not able to see the chat room as quickly. So it's not that we're not responding to you. It's just that we can't see it very easily. So my apologies. And for those of you who disagree with me or Ruth, feel free to call 605-4567. Anyhow, we're talking about that trading.
Yeah, and Michael Lewis's Flash Boys. And one of the things that I have a problem with, Kurt, is that they identify your desires to buy shares.
Yes.
And then they go in and outbid you, or they buy it and then they sell it to you at a higher price.
They have basically paid for the right to see what you're gonna do.
They paid for the right to see what you're gonna do. And my worry is that you got algorithms.
Maybe they paid for the opportunity.
Well, you got algorithms with Google and Facebook and all those types of things. So they see what you're looking at well in advance of maybe a decision that you're making. And it just seems to me that, like, what they're saying is that that it's rigged. And if people would be outraged. And I mean, that's one of the things that you don't want to get on Google or any of these websites and Facebooks, because they're doing these algorithm things. Or even your smartphone.
Well,
for
think
that
about
matter.
It. When you search, now you go into Google and you go in there and say, "Okay, search for Monterey Hotel." Anybody notice that for the next month, when you're in Google or Drudge or any of those other places, the ads that are popping up on the sides are now, "Hey, stay at this Monterey Hotel."
Yeah.
And I think parts of that, I think that's kind of cool. Parts of that, I think it's scary. And it, you know, and I don't know what point you say.
Well, it bothers me because you talk about the dumb people, you know, they say, "Oh, here's this Monterey Hotel that I've been looking at. I'm going to get on that." And,
right.
And there you go. And then there's no investigation. There's no, you know, that's independent thought.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to correct people being idiots. I'm not supposed to use that word.
But get back to the book because
it's changed.
There should be regulation.
And the decimals really changed trading. And then the market got tighter and tighter and more people left. Now, I'll say this. One of the bigger mistakes I've made in my life, when I quit trading, and I'm still happy I did, I'm much healthier. And I was getting old for it, quite frankly. But when I quit trading, you could buy a seat on the Chicago board for $157,000. At the peak, when I was trading, and I paid a monthly lease. I never owned my own seat. I had partners that owned seats. But you would typically, most of those traders lease their seats from old families that have owned these things forever. At the peak, those memberships were worth between $400,000 and $500,000, and I paid $14,000 a month for my lease. At the end, I was paying $1,500 a month for my lease. So it just kind of tells you what they were worth. Well, they've squeezed everybody out. The exchanges have all now gone public. You've got the CME Group, which is, you know, really well-run business. They own the Board of Trade, the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I believe they're involved with the Options Exchange. And all of those memberships became shares in the corporation, and the value of those things skyrocketed from, you know, $600,000 to $4 or $5 million a piece. So they squeezed out the little guy, and the big guys got richer. And what you're seeing with this book, and it kind of tells you, now the question will be, how powerful are these guys? Are they able to stop it? Because you saw people during some of the Michael Lewis interviews that they're like, "You don't know what you're talking about." Well, that's because they're incredibly heavily invested in this stuff. They've invested billions of dollars, and it's going to take them a couple of years to make it back. Not that long, though, based on what the numbers are. So they're like, "Oh, you know, there's a lot of anger." And you've got these really wealthy, really, you know, connected people that have tons of money invested in these trading systems. And it's not rocket science. It is rocket science how they figured out how to save the tenths of a second and minor
fraction millisecond.
But now you're also talking about, you've got the computing power to start to be able to anticipate based on the orders. So if you start to, they can have their program then start to watch the trades, and they anticipate, "Hey, We now, the computer is projecting that the S&P is going to go up 12 points in the next 15 minutes. So then they send in their computerized orders. It goes up 2 points, they get in, they get out. They make their money, but the computer's able, like the algorithms for Google, are allowed to interpret what the orders that they're seeing before everybody else. And they're able to get in and out so fast, not even in the blink of an eye.
Well, one of the things as an older, mature person with indexed annuities, how is it that you protect those retirement accounts?
It's not a matter of you losing your money. It's a matter of you not getting as much money as you should be. So your returns, you still can have your returns. However, if you were supposed to buy the stock for 2 pennies and instead you bought the stock for 2.3 pennies, you probably won't, it's not going to affect your indexed annuities. However, these guys are doing it hundreds of thousands of millions of times a day. So it doesn't really affect you. And that's probably what they think they're not worried about, because they're going to say, hey, listen, it's really not affecting the general public. Well, it is. Similarly to Charles Schwab charging you to pay for order flow, you're not getting the benefit of that. These guys are.
Kurt, I want to toss something out since you're kind of an expert on this, and it ties into about a year ago, there was the Associated Press Twitter account was hacked, and they inserted a message that said, bomb at White House president wounded. And instantly, all the computers that were scanning for those keywords kicked in, yep, and millions of dollars suddenly changed hands automatically before anybody could intervene. Mm-hmm. Sounds like the system is set up to just have, it's like, come cut my throat.
Exactly.
Well, what you're talking about are these systems that
these
are just
keyword systems.
Correct. That are there. Basically, it's a smart computer, and it's starting to not think on its own, but it's taught to react on its own. So when they see, a certain mixture of words, they've taught the computer's programmed to say, okay, act. And it acts faster than any human mind can act. Now, on a trade like that, the one nice protection is that typically the SEC will say, okay, all the trades that happened in this 7-minute period or this 30-minute period have now been disallowed.
Like they did with the Royal Bank, was it?
Did when the planes hit the building. Right. I was sitting at my computer pre-market, and that's the other thing. The traders at home don't really – now they do more and more, but they didn't used to have the opportunity to trade before the markets open. The market makers, the members of the floor could. And I remember sitting at my computer in Chicago. I was winding down my position. I'd already decided to quit trading. I'd quit in July, and that was in September. And so I'm just kind of watching for opportunities to close out the position. And we saw the first plane hit the building because we're watching the news in our office as well. And the trading day has not started yet. And so we're like, gosh, that's amazing. I can't believe that. And, nobody was that freaked out on the first one. And then we're sitting there, and I'm literally sitting at my computer, and my best friend Jeff is sitting over to another computer on his left, on my left. The TV's in between us. And we're watching the news. And all of a sudden, we see the plane actually – in live motion fly and hit that building. And both of us said the exact same time, that was on purpose. And I went and hit the sell button because I tried to sell because I was long Microsoft. I went to hit the sell button as fast as I could. And I was able to sell about, I don't remember, a certain number of shares. Anyhow, the exchange came back and said, no, we're disallowing all those trades. So the exchange tries to protect people there. But you are exactly right. It is completely hedged. Thus hedge funds, towards the big guys. So you sitting at home, are you at your job that's invested in the stock market and the Twitter account goes out with the wrong feed and it says the House, White House, whatever, some bad thing just happened. You're at work. You can't stop what you're doing and go in there. However, everybody that's investing, the New York, the hedge funds, the Connecticut, they're instantaneous. Boom, boom, boom. And that's because they're all about protecting their risk.
So I know we're going to be taking a hard break here, but my thought is that why wouldn't the public, hearing all of this and this guy on 60 Minutes, pull out of the stock market, pull out of annuities?
In a nutshell?
Just pull out. Yeah.
There's a lot fewer people investing in that stock market than you think.
Millions of dollars.
In a nutshell, that's the truth. Do you know anybody that's really gotten rich off of this huge boom in the stock market lately? The hedge fund people have gotten rich. Huge creator of wealth for the wealthy.
And the little guy that has to depend on them.
His mutual funds have done okay, so he's pretty happy. He's not concerned by these, talking about thousandths of a dollar or tenths of a dollar because his mutual funds have gone up 9% this year. Never mind the fact that the hedge funds are making 47% return on a monthly basis.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what Josh Wiley has to say with the market report on the top of the hour. So,
yeah, absolutely. So,
yeah, we will be hearing from Wells Fargo at about 5 after the hour.
And a special shout out to our friends at Shasta Gas, Ruth. I love those people. Again, my wife's nose detector went off and said we're low, and they were out there the next day. They always take good care of Shasta Gas.
Told me how to fix that.
We got to take a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The House Committee is set to cast votes today on whether to hold a former Internal Revenue Service official in contempt of Congress for refusing to answer questions at a pair of House hearings. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee Chairman Darrell Issa is stressing that Lois Lerner will not receive immunity from his committee.
But I'm not going to support immunity so Ms. Lerner can continue to mislead this committee. If she really did nothing wrong and wants to tell the full truth, she doesn't need immunity.
Lerner has emerged as a central figure in the investigation by two congressional committees. Also at SRNnews.com, House Democrats accusing Republicans of performing a political stunt by offering the president's budget as an amendment to their own GOP budget.
An amendment offered up by South Carolina Republican Mick Mulvaney to get Democrats on record over the president's proposal.
Give me a break.
Maryland Democrat Chris Van Hollen.
As the gentleman from South Carolina said, he offered this political stunt 2 years ago, and it's no less of a political stunt today.
Louisiana's Steve Scalise referring to the president's budget as a political stunt.
5 out of the president's 6 years in office, only one time has he actually met the legal deadline to file his budget. He's always met the deadline to make his final 4 picks. I think he's shown what his priorities are.
The amendment was easily defeated.
The yeas are 2, the nays are 413. The amendment is not agreed to.
And that report from SRN's Wally Hines. The attorney for a 16-year-old charged in yesterday's stabbing rampage at a Pittsburgh area high school says a mental health evaluation is in order. Franklin High School students Gracie Evans and Kristen Beard appeared on NBC's Today Show to talk about the impact of the incident.
I didn't get a wink of sleep last night because I'm so traumatized.
Yeah, I think I'm as okay as I can be, but not very okay.
On Wall Street right now, the Dow continues to struggle. It's down about 20 points, and this is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Your daughter just joined the band and needs an audience.
Mom, Dad, I'm ready now!
Immediately. Now is definitely not the time for a headache. That's why you want fast-acting Advil. It has fast-absorbing Advil Ion Core technology and goes to work in just minutes. Fast-acting Advil quickly relieves your toughest pain, so you don't miss a beat. Try fast-acting Advil. Find it in the white box.
Authorities in Florida say the driver of an SUV accused of causing another vehicle to plow into a daycare center was arrested back in December for allegedly leaving the scene of a crash and drug charges. Florida Highway Patrol Major Cindy Wynn.
His name is Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, last name Corchado, and that's C-O-R-C-H-A-D-O. He's a Hispanic or white male, 26 years of age. At this time, we're seeking him to speak to him in relation to this crash.
A federal law enforcement official says a man who was kidnapped from his North Carolina home may have been targeted because of his daughter's work as a prosecutor on drug and gang cases. Frank Jansen of Wake Forest was missing for days before an FBI team rescued him late yesterday at an Atlanta apartment complex. GM taking disciplinary action connected to a delayed recall of deadly ignition switches. The company says it suspended 2 engineers with pay for the time being. This is SRN News. A new poll finds a sharp increase in the number of Americans who consider the Bible merely the teachings of men rather than the Word of God. American Bible Society spokesman Jeff Morin says the poll found the greatest increase in indifference toward the Bible is among young adults.
We're losing a generation is what this poll is telling us. They're not saying they'd never read it, but they're saying for right now they can't figure out why they would read it.
The fourth annual State of the Bible survey was conducted just over 2 months ago by the Barna Group for the American Bible Society. It does indicate that one in five Americans say they still value the Bible and read it and seek its wisdom for their lives. Teams looking for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 are trying to narrow the 500-square-mile search zone in the Indian Ocean before sending a robotic submarine down to create a sonar map of the seabed in hopes of finding a debris field. Today, an Australian aircraft detected a fifth ping. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good Thursday morning. It's 8:05 right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We'll be getting to our guest hosts, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel, momentarily, but we're going to jump right into our Wells Fargo Market Minute with Josh Wiley.
Well, good morning. Markets remain sluggish this morning. Currently, the Dow's down 69 points at 16,365, while the Nasdaq's down 66 at 4,117, while the S&P 500's down 13 at 1,858. Oil's down 3 pennies at $102.61 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 3.53%. Gold's up $8.50 this morning at $1,319, while silver's up 28 cents at $20.13 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, GE's up a nickel at $26.01, Coca-Cola's up 33 cents at $39.32, while Caterpillar's up a penny at $103. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Listen for the Wells Fargo Market Minute, weekday morning, 710, 810, 905 here on KCNR, brought to you by Wells Fargo Advisors on Park Marina Drive in Reading. Give them a call, 243-7561. And our North State weather this morning, as I reach frantically for the correct piece of paper, which I seem to have misplaced, will tell you anyway that it's going to be sunny, highs in the 80s throughout the week, and overnight lows will be in the 50s. Thank you, Ruth, for handing me the piece of paper I should have already had in my hand. Right now in Reading, we are at 58 degrees. Looks like a nice, warm, sunny day, and the weather, of course, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, and you'll find them at 365-3793 to dial them up and get your propane and other needs taken care of. Shasta Gas Propane, senior and veterans discounts. And now that I've gotten all that out of my system, I turn it over to our guest host, Kurt Largent and Ruth Angel. Or is it Ruth Angel and Kurt Largent?
It's always Kurt and Ruth.
It's always Kurt.
See, now there she finally took me a while to get a train like that. Anyhow, big kudos.
He pays for the shows.
How chauvinistic.
Very chauvinistic. I'll own it. I'm happy with it. And still pompous for those of you who dislike the pomposity. I can't help it. And I'm less pompous than my brother. So I guess
that makes it okay.
Before I forget though, Ruth, and it's not okay. I should work on it. I know. Especially the softer side of me. But I want to say thanks to Shasta Gas for another reason. If those of you listening to our radio show know that my kids do FFA and 4-H, I'm a big supporter, and I like to make sure I give out as many shout-outs to those who support 4-H. The fair is coming up in June. Shasta Gas has always been a big supporter of 4-H and FFA, and my kids have steers and pigs. I have a fairly good feeling about possibility of winning all three categories, Ruth. I'm just telling you, I'm not too overly optimistic. Grand champion FFA steer, grand champion 4-H steer for little Livy. That steer is like a St. Bernard. It is the most gentle thing I've ever seen. My son's not so much, but hers is the biggest, fattest, is a gorgeous steer. And then my daughter, Aubrey, who is the luckiest girl in the world, has two pigs. It'll be hard to figure out which one, but they are massive. And Harbert Roofing, Steelhead
Maple
Construction.
Maple Donuts, if I... Maple Donuts.
These guys are on a very strict regimen. They are like, they look like, the one of them's named Arnold, even though it is a female. The other one is named Twinkie, because it looks like a little Twinkie. And the third one is named Carlita. Carlita is getting quite a tukus. I'm telling you what, man.
But that's good. Hammocks.
Huge hams. Anyhow, so those supporters last year, Steelhead Construction, Eddie Axner Construction, Harbert Roofing, Corning Ford, Crown Motors, Shasta Gas.
Shuffleburger Construction,
Reading Lumber Transport, Reading Printing. Those people who are out there, I just always like to say thank you. And again, those of you who are fortunate enough to buy my kids animals, I talk about you every Saturday like this, but that being said, I appreciate it. It's a good thing for those kids. You're going to have a couple hundred kids down there with goats and lambs.
And it's hard work for
bunnies.
The kids.
It teaches them discipline. My son has to get up every day at 6:30. My daughter gets up at 6:45 to feed her pigs. They feed the steers the same time, 6:30 in the morning, 6:30 at night, regimented feed. They have to pay attention to it. They have to know what additives for their hair. They have to turn on the blowers to keep them cool because, God forbid, these steers don't have the most lavish lifestyle there is. It's a good thing. It's like a job.
Just think if you get a Sleep Number bed, you'll be laying in bed slumbering while they're out there feeding the pigs, cows, and horses.
Yeah, that's true. I usually hear them.
I was going to ask you about this pork disease that was brought in from China. It's called porcupine or porcine virus or something like that. How does that affect? I mean, you're in that world.
No, commercial hog farmers, that is a different ballgame, Ruth. And people would not like it if they saw it. They're typically very, very clean facilities, lots and lots of concrete, but pigs generate a lot of pig manure. And, they just, it's like the chicken places. They just, there's tons and there's a lot of animals in there. Anyhow.
All these baby pigs are dying.
Very easy for the viruses to be spread because they're in very close confines. They're constantly hitting their noses up to each other. They transfer, it just very easily transferred. And it's creating, pork shortage. World's biggest consumer of pork is China. And so, you know, this has been going on for quite a while over there. I don't know if you ever saw the pictures of the rivers full of the dead floating pigs.
I can't handle that.
It's a problem. What it does here, and you know, I tell people, I say, I bought beef. I bought a bunch of 30 head of cattle last year because I thought beef was going up. I sold them all in October because I thought we'd kind of peaked out. I was wrong. It's continuing to go up. Looks like it's going to keep going higher. I'm happy for all the farmers and ranchers here because we're having quite a growth spurt now. Seems like we've caught up on some of our rain. So I don't think it'll be that bad up here, but had a friend who was down south of Modesto, and he says there's almost like someone drew a line where you can see where they got rain, and it's a little bit green, and then it gets greener as you go farther north, and then below that, it's like a desert still. The median highway plants are dying. It's bad news down there, and I guess they're rationing water over in Paso Robles and San Luis Obispo in those areas. So hopefully we get a little bit more rain before the summer kicks in, but if this last week is any indication, it feels like it might be another scorcher.
Maybe the president will take another golf trip to visit the king of Iran or Jordan on the coast, and we'll get to see that. He stopped last time.
I thought he was the one that was going to stop the oceans from rising and fix it all. I wish he'd tell somebody that we need more rain.
Yeah, climate warming. Yeah, global warming.
So
the pig thing is not something for the U.S. to really worry about? How are they doing? How are they mitigating that problem?
Give the government credit where credit's due. They do a pretty efficient job, and it's the Ag Department. They're inspectors.
USDA.
Yeah, USDA keeps their inspectors are on it, like the brand inspectors down at the Cottonwood auction. These guys are on it. They know what to look for. They're doing what they can. And we're so much more efficient at dealing with these problems and containing them than the Chinese are. And the Chinese are because they're still growing pigs out in the fields. Our commercial pig operations are true commercial pig operations. It's a factory. Pig comes in, pig goes out. Pork chops come out in a bag.
Yeah, so the pork is going to be going up. And
everything's going to be going up, Ruth.
We can beef too, huh?
Everything. Beef is already up to an all-time high. I'm saying everything. Inflation is coming. I'm a firm believer. I've been wrong for the last couple of years, although not as wrong as I thought because they're disguising it in many different ways, smaller packaging, everything else. But inflation is coming. The next spot it's coming to is going to be real estate. And as they try and ease monetary policy and that money, easy money stops flowing to the stock market, you're going to see people start to go for real property investments. And you're going to start to see Redding catch up to some of the other parts of California, places like Santa Cruz, where they've seen massive increases over the last year. And I've talked
about
it
before. So you changed because you thought that the market was going to stabilize this year.
I do think it's still going to stabilize, although we're still getting huge numbers of foreclosures all of a sudden. They're mostly inexpensive properties. That being said, I think the inflationary factor is going to be, and I don't know when it's going to happen. If I did, I'd be much richer. But when it does kick in, when we do get that inflation, real estate's going to shoot up. I'm just saying it. You can put it down. I was wrong because I called for a stock market correction last year. I was completely wrong. I think it's all tied to the monetary policy, the fact that they continue to print money. But at some point that has to stop,
yeah,
I think.
A few years ago they were predicting inflation and we were stunned by why not? Why isn't this happening? And I think that's still the question. Why isn't it happening?
That is the million-dollar question. Why is there not more inflation? We have printed more and more paper and more money. No inflation. Where is it all going? Anyhow, we need to take a break, and we'll be back.
All right, Kurt. This portion of the program brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546 at 28740 Inwood Drive. In beautiful Inwood Valley, it's a family-owned premium winery of distinction. And, of course, coming up on April the 20th, they have got their Easter brunch happening at 10 a.m. Again, 474-5546. Anselmo Vineyards, it is 8:15, Free Fire Radio on KCNR. We'll return after this.
We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. Special upgrades are available if reserved by November 30th. That also means a low deposit of $200 per cabin. So give us a call right away.
Have you tried lunch at Cleary's yet? Well, why not? Hi, I'm Robbie Cleary, owner of Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. If you like our dinner menu, you're going to love our lunch menu. House-smoked hot pastrami, half-crown charbroiled artisan burgers, unique fresh crisp salads, daily soups and specials. If you can't make it in for lunch, come join us after work. We have a great happy hour in the lounge from 3 until 6 p.m. every day. $3 beer and well liquor, $3 wines, and $3 appetizers. Have you tried one of our smoking martinis? Well, why not? We're known for our blackberry lavender lemon drop. We're ringing in the new year with slow-roasted prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Served with creamy mashed potatoes and sautéed green beans, choice of soup or salad, and our piping hot roasted garlic bread. So when are you going to visit Cleary's Restaurant and Lounge? We're open Monday through Saturday for lunch and dinner from 11 a.m. I look forward to meeting you.
Today, everyone has a big to-do list. With busy schedules, it's easy to forget about yourself, just like I did. Hi, I'm Jennifer Haynes here for Dr. William Farrell. Don't neglect your dental health. Without proactive care, a small cavity can lead to a root canal or extraction. My dentist told me several years ago that I had hairline cracks in my teeth. I did nothing. Time passes. Then out of nowhere, I wake up in the middle of the night in extreme pain. The kind of pain that drops you to your knees. My husband finally had enough and he called his dentist, Dr. William Farrell, who had me in his dental chair within 2 hours. Short time later, pain was under control. Dr. William Farrell took the time to explain to me what the problem was. Those hairline cracks caused massive infection all the way through to the cheekbone. No wonder I was having such a problem with sinus infections. If you want the problem solved, go see Dr. William Farrell. Appointments are available Monday through Friday and most Saturdays. Call Dr. William Farrell 547-5757 today to schedule a quick and easy checkup.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
819 on KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio. Portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. Outstanding service to all models, makes, heating and cooling systems. They have warranties, guarantees, 7 days a week and 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, they did my air conditioning and heating system. They should do yours, too. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
So let's get back to the real estate market, because that was an interesting point you made, that you thought that inflation was going to cause real estate prices to go up. Now, you're seeing a lot more foreclosures, so you're one of the largest foreclosure agents in this area, the largest team, and we get a lot of foreclosures. So we're seeing a lot of them come in. There's still some buying opportunities or not with these investments at the courthouse steps.
You know, courthouse steps used to be a big part of our business. We'd buy so many. Now we've been able to buy some that are actually, my investors, I should say, have been able to buy some that are actually listed properties, because the bulk of what I'm getting now are reverse mortgage foreclosures, which means there's two options. Either the person is deceased, or if they're not deceased, they sometimes are in a home. But the reverse mortgages are creating a large business opportunity for me. We're getting lots of them. They're Fannie Mae backed, FHA backed loans. And,
Now, why is that? I thought that the government really controls the reverse mortgage market.
You can't fight math. And math is what, you know, when you had that big boom and people were able to finance, you know, basically say, okay, your home's worth $100,000. You're going to live based on our tables for another 16 years. So you're going to go ahead, we're going to go ahead and cash you out and give you $80,000 or $60,000 or $50,000 of your $100,000 in value. And we're going to give that to you, and then we'll take it over equity over the time. Well,
and there's caps. There's caps on
there are caps, but
$176,000, I believe.
And that's why most of the homes I'm getting are cheaper. I think I've gotten some that are higher than that are nicer homes. I've got one up in Gold Hills that's pretty nice. Anyhow, maybe those people had bigger equity positions or something. When the market tanked, now the house that was worth 100 hypothetically is now worth 50. They've already loaned out 100% of that value. The kids don't want it, and so it goes to a foreclosure.
So why are we seeing a boom in that market?
Well, you're seeing a boom in the foreclosures across the board. I had an eviction yesterday down in Red Bluff, and the sheriff said that he is seeing down there a slight uptick in the foreclosures. What you've seen over the last 2 years is the banks slowly but surely kind of take their hands are sick. They basically think of the old, what was that ad where she say, oh, you're soaking in it, Palmolive. Remember that? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Olive oil or whatever the woman's name. The banks have had their fingers in that little bowl of Palmolive, and that people, you know, oh, they're soaking in it. Well, they've slowly but surely pulled their fingers out of the bowl of Palmolive, the bowl being the foreclosure mess, and they've shaken it off, and they've said, here, Nation Star, a little bank nobody's ever heard of. Here, so-and-so. They've sent all these different asset companies. They've sold off a lot of their bad assets. The reason they did that is because they're tired of getting bad-mouthed and the bad publicity. Dude. Bank of America has almost no foreclosure properties. A year ago, I met with Wells Fargo down in Dallas. At that time, they had 537 properties in the entire state of California. Think about that. So that's not very many. You would think there's 537 Wells Fargo foreclosures in Reading. They don't. They have 500 in the whole state. That was a year ago. I think it's less now. B of A has diversified. So what we're seeing is now they've kind of gone through that process. They've gotten them into the hands of people that want to, their job is solely to facilitate the dispersal of these foreclosures. And so you're starting to see them kind of creep back in there. They also learned, too, that if they control that flow even better than they were, they can control prices more. So they're still just trickling them out. That being said, in the last month, we've gotten over 20 new bank assignments in just 30 days. So it's been a little bit crazy.
So I've been watching the inventory. The inventory is up.
What is it at now?
It was at 900 and something. I didn't
still
look.
Still low.
I didn't look.
900 is still low. I mean, 1,200 is our average. If we have 1,200, that's a normal market.
But, I mean, we were at 600 consistently for a year, 2 years maybe.
Yeah, and we were at 2,200 for about a year and a half, too. So it goes up and down, but 12. So it's still a seller's market. That being said, you can't get exorbitant prices. The buyers are very selective, very picky. I am seeing a little bit of an uptick. I think we're back up to about $160 a foot for your average residential house in Redding.
And it was 140 maybe 6 months ago?
Yeah. Per square maybe foot? A little bit higher than that. But, yeah, it's definitely creeping up. On your bigger homes, you're still stuck. But then again, you can't build. It's expensive to build. So you're looking at probably to build a really nice custom home. You're still in excess of $200 a foot. So
let me ask you something then. With the numbers, our inventory is going up. Why do you think that there's going to be a real estate boom, sort of?
Because inflation doesn't care about supply and demand. Inflation only cares about the value of money. So if a loaf of bread costs you $5, your house, and it used to cost you $2, your house that cost you $200,000 is now going to cost you $500,000. Inflation, when it hits, has to go across the board. We've seen it in food for the last year. We've seen it in gasoline. Nobody's even talking about the fact that $4. And guess what? Get used to it.
Just filled up the other day.
Yeah. No one's talking about it. Remember last time? Remember when it came to $3? Oh, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. This is horrible. Now we're back at $4. No one's even talking about it.
But why? And nobody knows why. Ukraine?
Inflation.
Ukraine?
Inflation.
Well, as far as why the price went up, but it's interesting. I've adapted some of my habits and consolidate, which I probably should have been doing all along. You know, I consolidate trips. I figure out, okay, I'm going to run across here, there. What's the best route to plan and all that. And we adapt, you know.
You do.
Yeah.
Adapt.
And you get smaller cars and you get better gas mileage, but it bothers me because it's unnecessary. We have all this oil here. We're going to be the largest oil producer in the world in a few years.
It might push people to vote for the or at least put pressure on their legislator to vote for the Keystone Pipeline.
I think that the Republicans should just come out and say, listen, we're going to pass your silly equal pay bill. However, you go ahead and approve the Keystone. If you approve the Keystone, we'll pass your silly pay bill. They ought to tie it to every single thing that comes up, because that's the other thing that starts to affect Russia, who is sick and tired of just basically sticking their thumb in our eye, hey, doing whatever they want. The reason they can do that is because they control the natural gas. Their natural gas flows into most of Europe, so Europe's afraid to do anything, because what are you going to do? Hey, you guys keep up your silliness over there. We're going to cut off, and they know the Russians will do it. They're like, oh, you know what? You don't like the way the Russians are doing things? Guess what? You don't get any more oil. You don't get any more gas. Now what are you going to do? You're going to come begging back. That's why they're getting away with it. Not to mention, if we just produced our own oil, it would cut off the funding for all of those people that hate us so much. They hate us so vehemently. They just, and we're funding them with, by buying their oil instead of producing our own. It's one of those things that's also very frustrating to me. So, and cheap oil has built this country. Cheap oil is the key to this country being the greatest country in the world and continuing. And that's one thing China doesn't have. We do. We need to make sure we do something to make sure that it stays our number one thing. We don't start exporting it. We keep cheap oil here. Maybe we start making things again.
Maybe.
Anyhow.
So the rental market.
Rental market continues to go up. Good luck. It's hard to find a rental.
Yeah.
You can't find a cheap rental. And there's been a lot of people that have bought investment properties. They're pretty happy because the rental market, and there's a lot of people that lost their houses that have to rent now. And there's a lot of people that can't qualify for loans anymore because of the loan restrictions. So the rental market continues to be really strong, and rents are going up. And I don't see that changing anytime soon. I actually think it's going to get worse and worse. And I've said it on the weekend show. I think the days of individual home ownership are over. I think they're on their way to being over. It's going to be just like Great Britain. You're going to have the lords and you're going to have the serfs. And the lords own the properties and they pass them on to their children. And the serfs rent the properties and resent the lords. And I think for everybody that listens to this radio show, my goal is for you to be one of the lords owning the properties so that you can have the rentals. Because the rental market's only going to get bigger and bigger because the loan restrictions are much more difficult now. And fewer people are going to make enough money to be able to buy a home.
Well, you know, let me ask you something with regard to rental properties. Blacks, you know, we talked about we kind of see the trends when big investing groups like Blackstone, for example, when they start. I mean, they spent millions in Sacramento, and there was an article in Sacramento. They're not buying anymore. So that kind of gave me a little bit of pause.
Well, the reason they dove in there, first off, they dove into the deep end. They dove into what they thought was the deep end, and I think part of the, at least two or three of the divers came up short and did the old head plant into the shallow end, and they can't feel their legs anymore. So they jumped in there, and they realized, uh-oh, we overpaid for quite a bit. Ruh-roh, we've made a mistake. That being said, part of the reason they did that, we talked about this before, but was because of there was indications from the Fed, Bernanke was saying, hey, we're going to stop this easing. And when they said that, you saw the stock market tank, and you saw people start to pull their money out of the equities, which are complete smoke and mirrors in my opinion. I don't understand it. But the reality was they said, we need to go into hard physical assets, those hedge funds. And they also thought we're close to a bottom here. They pulled their money out and they threw it into hard assets across the board everywhere. Willy-nilly, they didn't care. And they still don't care because they know they're going to get those rental returns, and they also know that money wasn't going to continue. Now we have the new dove back in there. She said, hey, don't worry, we're going to keep this up for a while. We need that quantitative easing to stop to get the rental market back up.
And with that, we get ready for our bottom of the hour break. It is 8:30 here at KCNR 1460. This portion of the program brought to you by Redding Spray Service. 20 years in Redding, they offer pest control, weed control, tree spraying, and lawn treatments. They got that really great bug bus advertisement that I love. 221-3007, reddingspray.com. You are listening to Free Fire Radio, and we'll be back after this.
Honey, our spa was delivered today. Want to hop in?
Wait, a spa?
Yeah, they made it easy. Shasta Spas and Barbecues offer maintenance, chemicals, covers, and parts. All made in America.
I love that. Hey, do they offer veteran and senior discounts?
Yep. Now can we go in the spa?
I'm in. Oh, where'd the gazebo come from?
I was on a roll. Tomorrow we can go back and get a fire table. Shasta Spas and Barbecues, 1872 Buenaventura, just a half a mile west of Highway 273. Call 241-3100 or go online to ShastaSpasAndBarbecues.com.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew. Guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
It's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Please join us. Reading Republican Women Federated presents our third annual wine tasting event, Liberty Wine Gala 2014, Thursday, May 8th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park from 6 to 8:30 p.m. For tickets, please call Tammy Gerhardt at 921-0309, 921-0309 for the Liberty Wine Gala 2014.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Abarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tay Van Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tay Van Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
A34 KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. It is coming up on 60 degrees in Reading. This portion of the program brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478. Hey, it's where I get my hair cut, and I've got a class reunion coming up, and I'll be glad to show up there saying, yes, I still have hair, and all
it
the guys who were,
too.
Who were uber jocks, you know, they're all like bald and fat. I started out fat, but I kept my hair. I'll take that deal.
It looks pretty good too. It's a nice high and tight cut.
All right. Cypress Square Barbershop. Check them out. Man's last stronghold. Boy, that'll just get Kurt's blood going right there. Do you go there, Kurt?
No, I don't cut my hair.
No, maybe he's got hair like a girl. No.
Oh. I only cut my hair once a year.
Now back to our
Kurt
guest
uses
host.
The Flo-Bee.
I would never entrust my beautiful locks to the Flo-Bee, Ruth. What are you talking about? That's crazy talk.
Oh, that scene in Wayne's World
Diane.
Will live forever.
I'll tell you though, the barbershop is a wonderful, wonderful place. In Chicago, they have some barbershops, and I was so a naive little kid fresh from the Midwest and not knowing. And my buddies took me over to get a haircut at the barbershop next door in the Insurance Exchange. And I walked in. They do the hot towel. They use the, you know, I have a baby face, so I don't have much whiskers, but they use the straight blade. And the whole time they've got an assortment of adult magazines that you can look at.
Oh yeah, that sounds
And I said,
exciting.
Only in Chicago. Mm-hmm. I told my mom, I said, I feel like I really moved to the big city, Mom. And then of course she felt sad for me, so.
Yeah, women have it all.
The hot towel shave, there's nothing like that in the world. It's incredibly relaxing. I always think about that scene in, what was the movie where they caught Sean Connery and Kevin Costner and they caught Al, Scarface, not, you know, the guy.
The Untouchables?
Untouchables. Remember in Untouchables when every day he would get his massage and his shave? Remember that?
No.
Al Capone?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Al Capone, he would get a shave every day, and I thought, that's the.
Makes me think of all those Wall Street Journal types. By the way, I saw The Wolf of Wall Street, which I didn't think I was going to like with DiCaprio.
So much.
And we
the language about the is hard to get past.
Yeah, but
very
it was,
accurate.
It was actually pretty good.
Well,
pretty good movie.
My first job in college when I tried to branch out and decide I want to be in the stock market was I got a job as a summer intern selling penny stocks at a company called Mid Ohio or Mid Valley Securities in Columbus, Ohio. And, I quickly decided I did not want to do that for the rest of my life because it was a horrible, horrible business. But it's actually what they depicted there on a much grander scale. And give the guy credit. He was the first one to figure out because he's right. Rich people don't buy penny stocks. But that was that boiler room mentality, that the atmosphere was actually fairly accurate. I'll never forget.
I'm glad I never really was into stocks. My whole life really was never into stocks. And I'm glad that, I don't know why, but it just depicted in there. I think my lucky stars, I never got into it and got burned by greedy people.
Well, that's not true, Ruth. You have investment accounts. You have mutual funds. People don't realize that every teacher is in the stock market. Every public employee is in the stock market. They're in the market because all their pension funds are invested in the market.
Well, that's right.
The difference is, like we're talking about, they don't care. The pension funds don't care about that tenth of a second because they're just managing this massive influx of funds, and that money comes out of all those employees' check every week and goes to that fund every week. So they have to buy something. So it'll be interesting to see how that whole thing plays out.
Pretty low risk stocks.
Hey, you know what? We haven't talked about at all, and I may have missed a few of the conversations, but what are your thoughts on the whole petition to put the Turtle Bay thing on a vote? And what do you think the outcome will be?
Well, you know, when we started this conversation, Kurt, is, you know, 6-7 months ago when this whole thing started, when the Turtle Bay folks and the McConnell folks were trying to put a deal together, it didn't happen. The unions didn't let it happen. So ultimately what happened was the city sold the property, or it's in escrow right now, sold the property to McConnell so that McConnell could fund Turtle Bay. And we had some discussions on Saturday, and you thought the value was there, certainly more. You know more about that property Correct. Now, so I'm sure that your position has changed, because I'm sure you thought it was riverfront, it was on the Sacramento River, beautiful property, when in reality it isn't. It's that dirt lot next to the Highway 44. There is no riverfront property. And the appraisals came in encumbered by the lease, and those are things that you didn't know at the time that you supported Turtle Bay selling it.
I just think
it
should be a fair value. I think
okay, fair value.
And right now I think they're pretty close to fair value.
At 600, paying 600.
For what I see as the parcel, pretty much just the old tailings and stuff, nothing fancy.
Every south of the
But also, I've said before, I was wrong. I didn't think they should, you know, invest all that money in the bridge. I was wrong on that. I think the bridge is a wonderful thing. It draws people to Reading. Turtle Bay, I sometimes don't agree with some of the projects and the displays they have over there, like the whole thing on the feces.
But then you don't go. Yeah,
right, so. But I still think that's a good thing. When I had my kids were younger, we were going there all the time. So sometimes I question the choice of the what do they call them? The events that they bring there.
The exhibits?
The exhibits, thank you. I question the choice of some of their exhibits, but it's still a cool place. Yeah. And the little animals and the birds, those are cool things. That's a neat thing that will draw people to Reading. Do I think business and city should be commingling? No. Does it happen every day? Absolutely. If you don't think it does, you know, you're just being incredibly naive. It does happen. Do I think McConnell's a good neighborhood for the city, a good neighbor to the city? I have mixed feelings on that. I think some of the things they do with their real estate, I don't agree with. I think that they've bought up and drove up prices on some real estate that if they didn't have incredibly deep pockets, they would have been punished it over and over by overpaying, which then costs other people more money. I think they've been a little heavy-handed in some of their dealings from time to time. That being said, I think they do a lot of positives for the city. They give us the fireworks. I think that's got to count for a lot. You know how I love the fireworks. But I do think it's kind of like I think the other, you know, I think the city and the casino have to be involved. I also think they're a good neighbor. So here we have people that are doing things that are for their own self-interest, them being the McConnells and the Indians and different things like that. But I think ultimately it benefits the city. Both, you know, especially the Indians, that creates jobs. It brings tax dollars in here. And the idea to get anybody to stop coming off that highway, to stop in Reading and spend a few bucks is a good thing because we don't make anything. So anything that's going to add to that, whether it's a destination hotel, and I say good luck. I mean, I don't know that we have the market here for a high dollar hotel.
I do. I think not only has Bethel Church committed or at least projected 12 conventions that would benefit every hotel in the Reading area, but they basically looked at their organization and said, hey, we can put 12 conventions on a year.
So, but is it going to be, but that's not going to be like a luxury hotel. That's going to be another.
It's going to be a 4-star Sheraton hotel. Probably better than any hotel that's going to be in this area.
Any idea of a ballpark on cost?
For?
To a room.
I don't know. I would say probably over 125 maybe. Yeah,
that's, maybe. I think you're probably right there. And Bethel is a big factor.
I think it's unreasonable.
Bethel's another player I think that has been fairly good for the city.
And then when those people can't afford the 125, they go to, you know, the Best
Hilltop.
Western or whatever.
They go to Hilltop.
Whatever. They go to Hilltop, and if they can't afford that, they go to Market Street.
Or they go to those two new hotels up there off Twin View, which is even closer. So you're right. I mean, and you think about that. There's another example of where people say, oh, you know, Bethel doesn't do this, Bethel doesn't do that. I think those two hotels up by, or three hotels now maybe up there off of Twin View, are a direct response to the demand for temporary housing from Bethel. So I think there's positives. And then that brings it kind of round circle. I think it's a good thing. I think that
well,
the
good.
City
I'm
needs to do
I'm glad to hear
it.
You say that, because you were objecting at first based on,
I didn't think it was,
you know,
fair value.
You thought it was $4.3 million and all that sort of thing. And I said,
no,
it can't be.
I don't know what you're talking about. I never thought that was worth millions.
One, you did.
Yeah, I did think it was probably worth $1 million, but I thought it was riverfront and it was nice tree area and things like that. That being said, they're paying closer to a fair value. I object to the idea that the union is going to kill the project if they don't pay these people the wages.
No hotel, by the way, in this county has ever been built using prevailing wage. No hotel.
Well, I just disagree with fundamentally with the idea. If there's guys that are willing to go out there and work at that building, it shouldn't be up to some disinterested third party.
Out of Sacramento or?
Saying, hey, you need to pay these guys this much. It's not right. It's just not right. And so if you've got a whole crew that says, you know, I got to believe there's still construction workers that are looking for jobs. And there's still contractors that are hard up. And if they're willing to do it, then the market should decide what they're willing to pay.
Well, I think, you know, the unions.
I think it'll fail too, don't you?
Oh, I do think it'll fail. I think that people in this area obviously realize that we have to support our city and our, and the functions of the city. Not only, do we feel a little vulnerable with our police protection, and having talked to Chief Pelletti yesterday, it's very clear. We need to have some source of income to be able to fund police officers, the new police building.
And that has to be tax dollars.
And it has to be tax dollars. And you're looking at Turtle Bay, the Sheridan.
And I'd rather see tax dollars that come in from out of the area rather than raise the taxes on the existing people that live here.
And they're talking about $700,000 a year in income based on, you know, their
And make the room tax higher, because how many times have you checked into a hotel? I always do it. And a lot of times when we go back east, we fly into Charlotte. And the hotel room is published at $79. And then you get in there and it's actually $99 because there's a $20 per night room tax. Same thing in Atlanta. City room tax that's not included. $20 a night. So hopefully we're doing something similar to that, where we publish $149 and we tack on a $25 a night room tax for tourism.
You're right. And I think that, you know, you've got Los Angeles, a city devastated by lack of industry, and they're importing poverty. We have to do something here. And it is time that we do something.
God bless you, Ruth. That's got absolutely nothing to do with Turtle Bay and the local
stuff. Actually does, Kurt.
We need to take a break. We'll try and figure out what Ruth's talking about.
It is 8:45 on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Radio. This portion of the program is brought to you, and we still have a live microphone here, boys and girls, brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, they've got a cigar rep from Olivia. They're going to be in the store from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on April the 9th to introduce Padilla cigars, handmade in Nicaragua. They've been around since 1932. Pretty good stuff. That is Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley up there do an awesome job. And of course, you have Espresso Joe's inside Tobacco and Brew. As the weather warms up, make sure the T&B Sweeties can make you a nice blended coffee drink to energize you through your day. We'll be right back after these messages on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Free Fire Radio.
Subdivision has recently opened three new move-in ready model homes and new lots, many with spectacular views of Mount Shasta and Mount Lassen, centrally located near shopping and other amenities. With low interest rates, quality construction, and great location, now is the perfect time to build your new Palomar Build home with fabulous amenities throughout, built with the quality standards you've come to expect in a new Palomar Build home. These high standards include masonry work by John Ashmore Masonry. Enhance the look of your exterior with brick and culture stone. Since 1984, John Ashmore Masonry has served the Reading area building block retaining walls, concrete countertops, fireplace facing, outdoor kitchens, and much more. Before construction costs start that upward climb, check out your new dream home built by Palomar Builders in the Highland Park subdivision. This unique environmental setting includes walking trails, preserved open spaces, and creek corridors. Contact Mark or Stephanie Hyatt at 953-7512 for more information on your new Highland Park home.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
And at 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, of course, after 9 o'clock, we've got Agenda 21 for 3 hours here on KCNR. This portion of the program brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. If you're looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV, look no further than Reading Crown Motors. They are your Ford, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Why go any further? They're at 555 Cypress Avenue. Make the best deal in the North State on your new vehicle. Great deals, outstanding service department. That's Reading Crown Motors, 223-2177. Now one more segment with Kurt.
So, Kurt, I will tell you exactly how Los Angeles is related, and there's a relationship between Los Angeles and Shasta County. According to the Anderson Report, and that was posted in the L.A. Daily News, the reason for the problem at which they're describing Los Angeles worse than Detroit is that local, the usual suspects, which is that local government that repels job growth with onerous regulations and Byzantine permitting process, and the public school system fails to produce a workforce of qualified for jobs in the high-tech economy of the 21st century. Those were the two bombshells that were given to the mayor of Los Angeles as to why the city is in such disarray and just becoming a poverty factory. And if you don't think that that doesn't apply here, with every with the building process that gets so much backlash and so much controversy over everything, some of them I think are good things that the city, you know, the people have to be mindful to say, yeah, we don't want this in our city. Some of the thing I think is good. And one of the things that Carl talked about yesterday is that they have people trying to come up with ideas to promote Stillwater and to get that thing going. And, you know, they've had, interested parties, and there have been people who say, well, we don't want a paper factory. We don't want this. Well, one of the suggestions was to bring that broadband fiber up here to that area and see if see if that will launch. But it's going to cost a lot of money to do that.
It is a flawed theory, a flawed project from the get-go. It will never happen.
At Stillwater? So
correct.
You think that's never going to happen?
I do.
Okay. Well,
and the reason is nobody is going to make anything in California.
Well, I can't disagree with that.
That's,
but
I mean, in
if
a
they
nutshell.
Bring that broadband thing here, we can have the tech companies start, who are in California from Silicon Valley, start supporting some of those things.
Okay. Then it delves into your second problem. Where do we get the people to work there? because you've been around Reading lately. It's not exactly a collection of the beautiful people. Our schools aren't turning out, you know, you go to the Winco parking lot, we're not going to find people that are able to work at a high-tech factory. You got some great schools. UPREP just got a big award for being one of the toughest schools in California.
Simpson University, you know,
okay,
we've got
Simpson
we've
University, got, that's going to turn up. But you're talking, Chico. You're talking about high numbers of qualified, educated people that want to live in Reading. Where are you going to get them?
If they bring the industry, don't you think
that
they will
produce? If you talk to employers in Reading, they're number one, and it's every kind of employer. It's contractors. It's horse trainers. It's people in every aspect of life. They say the hardest thing that they have to do right now in their business is to find good people.
Oh, and that's the other referendum, the pot referendum. Just let's grow anywhere in Shasta County.
What does it have to do with jobs and good people?
Because what happens is that you take good people and they become minimized by their drug use.
No, you know, people are going to find their own path. The idea that education, and the problem, it comes back, and part of it's our education system. You don't have an education system that turns out qualified employees. And whether or not they have pot or whatever else has nothing to do with the fact. It's like saying that there you have a bunch of alcoholics. There's just a big problem with that, too.
No.
I just thought it was funny when Moonbeam came out and said, maybe we got too many stoned people in California.
he's right. That was actually, you know, the old codger credit. He does have some sense of reality there. He's like, hey, at what point does this become a problem where you got too many people that are stoned all the time and you got no workers?
Well,
he sees it, but the problem is that ship has sailed. You've already got so many more takers in this state. That's why you go to Texas, you have this huge qualified workforce that wants to work hard. California, we don't. So, you know, Utah, Dell goes to Utah. Why? Because they got a big qualified, educated workforce that wants to work. And here we have smart people, but outside of Silicon Valley, where do you see the people coming to work if we were able to? Because the one thing we have the resource of water. And a lot of the high-tech jobs need lots of water to cool things off and stuff. So I would love to see Applied Material or somebody like that come here to make equipment. But where are they going to be able to hire their employees? Even the movie guy. Remember the movie guy?
Mm-hmm.
He was going to bring in his people from out of the area to staff it. That's our problem. So you combine the idea that we don't have a qualified workforce along with the idea of very expensive land, incredibly overpriced, followed by no one wants to make something in Shasta County. Goes back to what I think will be a wonderful idea for that property someday, and that's a massive trailer park. Massive 4,000 or 5,000.
That is one thing that this county does not need.
But you may not think they need it, but the fact of the matter is a massive 10,000 slot trailer park out there at Stillwater. The main utilities are in, and it would fit our needs for the people that live here.
It makes sense. Hey, we do have a caller on the line, and I forego the usual whiteboard routine there with Kayla. And Kayla, you wanted to weigh in on the conversation about jobs in Reading?
Absolutely. Hi, Kayla. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
I did. I was listening to what you guys were saying about jobs and wanting to bring jobs here to the North State. And the problem with that is the California economy as a whole. They don't favor the North State.
It is a whole.
Yeah.
You can't bring business here because the business economy up here is so bad. I mean, when you have an $800 corporate tax, no matter what you do, if you make a single penny or not, jobs aren't going to come here. It's not so much that the people aren't here, it's that the people are leaving to go to the other states because that's where the industry is.
You're absolutely correct. Yeah. And that's the demise of California. We've got businesses leaving for and being actually visited and sought after by these other states. Mm-hmm. And we are competing with that. And our state government is fixed on how they can bring more illegal aliens and illegals into the country and give them more entitlements. And that is the focus.
But you're exactly right, Kayla. The idea of like the LLC, $800 before you even start the door, before you make a nickel. Plus the taxation on total, the total income. That's different in California than other states.
13.3%, the highest in
the nation. I'm saying for an LLC, they can, if depending on your accountant, they're going to say, okay, you're going to be taxed on every dollar of revenue you bring in. That's totally different than other states. Chicago, Illinois is a very liberal state. They don't do that. And you're exactly right. You have to have incentive for people to want to come here and produce something of value. And then for whatever reason, and I don't know what it is, they have chosen to continue to increase the role, the dole, and the people, the number of the people on the dole. And
well, I
think
I can tell you the reason for that.
Buying
because
votes.
Of Reynolds v. Sims. when Reynolds v. Sims was passed, you gave all the power into the cities, and so the rural folk who actually produce things no longer have the ability to have a say in what goes on in California government politics.
Yeah, that is the problem. But at the same time, I think it's also just to continue to keep their power. They figure they're buying themselves a job, they're getting richer and more powerful off of this electorate that they're bringing in and giving out things to. But the problem is that house of cards can't stand on its own. It's going to be crushed under its own weight. So
it can't. It definitely will. Yep. But I think that you guys are spot on. But I think it goes all the way back to just the way that California runs the government.
Excellent. Hey, Kayla, we got
their way is their way.
We got to roll. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Well, guys, got some interesting calls, comments, and other sorts of things, and you will be back tomorrow, correct?
We'll continue that conversation tomorrow for sure.
I hope I can wake up tomorrow. I've got a busy day, and I'm sitting here thinking, how am I going to get up at 6:30 tomorrow? Good Lord.
The extremely caffeinated Kurt Largent, and who doesn't do coffee, he does his what is that?
Diet Coke.
Do you know what the analysis of that? You know that soda is on the decline.
Yeah, so am I. But so by that same logic,
shares were up today.
We both got to go someday.
Kurt bought more.
Hopefully, y'all enjoyed it, and it'll be fun. It's always fun to come in here and do it. Get a chance to talk about something other than real estate.
Thank you, Carl, and Linda. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah. By the way, we did get a caller wanted to know what had happened to Carl, and Carl is taking a couple of days off now. He was going to be going on a motorcycle road trip, but because Linda came down with pneumonia. Mm-hmm. He is taking care of her. So. We definitely wish Linda a speedy recovery. Final words as we get ready to roll out of here with Johnny.
We're looking forward to tomorrow's conversation. Hopefully you'll have some more discussion about the economy in the state of California. Well,
try and get a little more localized and come up with some stuff that you like to talk about. So, hope you all enjoyed it. If you didn't, feel free to call tomorrow. We'll do it again. Thanks a bunch, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Agenda 21 after SRN News on KCNR 1460.
Back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The suspect in yesterday's knife attack at a Western Pennsylvania high school has been charged as an adult. 16-year-old Alex Rival is facing attempted homicide and other charges. One of the stabbing victims, 16-year-old Brett Hurt, says the entire horrible episode is kind of a blur.
What was going through my mind? Will I survive or will I die?
He was stabbed after pushing his friend, Gracie Evans, out of harm's way.
I was just so scared, and I didn't know what to do. And all I could really think about was, did this just really happen? Like, I couldn't believe that my best friend just took a knife from me.
She was on NBC's Today Show. A 17-year-old unidentified stabbing victim has undergone surgery again, listed in very critical condition. Searchers in the southern Indian